Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show, a Sunday in Frisco, catching up with our friend Mr. Javier Colina here on the Sunday NB pregame show. And Coley, here we are again. We have the same conversation every single Sunday, it feels like. Team can clinch a playoff spot today, another chance to win a series. I guess the question that I want to ask you is, can you put into words just the grit that this team has to find a way to win night after night?
Well, like you said it all. They want to win. You know, it's no ego. You know, you can see we always score much runs, late innings, good quality ABs. They don't try to do too much. A team, they build in confidence. They trust each other, and you can see the results. So, you know, I'm so happy. I'm so proud of this young group, and I know they will do it.
We talked Thursday that it was not a good pitching performance for the team Thursday, but two nights in a row now, Curly Friday with a nice quality start, and the bullpen last night backed up Arozarena beautifully to keep us in the game. But what a good bounce back for the staff the last two nights after Thursday.
You're always going to hear me when I say the good teams always find a way to bounce back. And that was my message when I sent the daily schedule to all of them. Like, today's over, nothing we can do. It's already in the past. Quick turnaround. Let's get together. Let's keep working hard. There's no reason why to be upset. It's how the game is sometimes. And, you know, let's figure out and they compete better. I know we have the right people, and I know they're able to do it.
Ortiz continues to be this clutch player. I mean, we've talked about how his Dominican Winter League time really prepared him for these late game at-bats, but it seems like every time he comes up in a big spot, he comes through, and that's just such an asset to have when you're trying to make the playoffs.
I know he's been working hard, man, in the cage, and he's been driving the ball very good, but in the end, it's about pitch selection. He's getting good pitch to hit. He's not missing it. He's driving it. He's confident, and that's why he hit in third, fourth, or fifth. So he's one of those guys, like, we expect him to do it because he has the experience, and we know how good he is. And, you know, the past 2 weeks, he's been excellent.
And Trent Youngblood's got a 23-game on-base streak. That's the longest for any Saudi this season. And Ty Wright said earlier to me this week that at some point, this offense is kind of, as Youngblood is going, we are going, because he's setting the table for these big bats. But can you put into words how valuable he's been at the top?
No, it was hard for me early in the season when we don't have basically a real leadoff guy.
Yeah.
You know, you can see every night how he work counts. He walks. You know, it doesn't matter who's in the mound, righty or lefties. You always see, for the most part, 13, 15 pitches every single night. And when he get on base, he made something happen. So, you know, I think he's the right guy. He's doing an incredible job. And I'm so happy for him.
When's the last time you've seen a ball hit 490 outside of Hodgetown?
Wow. I don't know. But that was impressive a couple nights ago when Drew Jones hit the ball. Like, it was lightning.
Yeah.
But I'm so happy for him, too. But, like, he was talking earlier, like, during BP, like, I need one. I need to hit some. Like, it's going to happen. Just get a good pitch to hit and drive it.
And Turin, we know how great he's been with the bat recently, but I think that play that he made the other night, sliding in the outfield, there's single-digit humans alive on planet Earth that I think make that play, but luckily we got one of them.
He's a special man. You know, he's carrying himself as a big leaguer. This is a play like you don't teach. You know, it's a good baseball instinct at such a young age, and we just love the kid, the way he played the game. Like, he controlled the traffic. He's the leader in the team, and he's fun to watch every single night.
Magic numbers two. We need two more wins, and then Midland doesn't even matter anymore. But can you put into words what you think this team is ready to just explode and celebrate?
Oh, all they do is talking about it. Like, Coley, what we want to do. It's just like, the first thing, you guys will make it happen. No doubt in my mind they will make it happen, but let's take care of business one game at a time.
Yeah.
You know, control what we can control. Don't try to do too much. And when the time comes, we're going to party.
Yeah. Last one for you. The pitching staff, we talked about the shirt that they made. It's from a quote from you. We want lions, not kitty cats. We want sharks, not sardines. Can you just tell our audience what that actually means from your perspective? Because, yes, we like to laugh about it and it's funny, but it really has some meaning.
It means it's more like a mentality, because playing baseball, I would say 95% of the time is mental and 5% is physical. And I want them to feel like, you feel like you're in the jungle, you're the lion, you never have a fear. you know, you can like have all different confrontation every day, adversity and everything, but you work through it, you know, that make you stronger. And it's the same, like, you know, you go to Chase Field, you're facing the best players in the planet, and now if you're sardines, you're not gonna survive when you're facing with, like, you know, competing with sharks.
Yeah.
So I guess that was a big quote, and they became, you know, the other son shirts and stuff. It was kind of cool. But I like that mentality, to be honest. That's me personal.
No doubt. Colina with us here from Frisco. Thanks so much.
Thank you, guys.
We're back next on News Talk 940 AM.